Another tragedy has been unfolding in Russia, specifically in Chechnya, the war-scarred republic in Russia's Caucasus region. There are reports that the authorities there have been rounding up men suspected of being gay and torturing them. Some have reportedly been killed. Natalia Antalava is editor-in-chief of CODA Story, an online publication. She's based in Georgia, across the border from Chechnya. Antalava says Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta broke the news about the gay men.
Today, Novaya Gazeta published a piece alleging that over 100 gay men in Chechnya have been prosecuted, arrested, and in some cases murdered by the authorities in the republic. Novaya Gazeta is the only source of the story, but what we know for sure is that there has been a very strong outcry in recent days across the North Caucasus because Russian LGBT group has applied for permissions to hold a gay parade in the cities across the North Caucasus. They were, of course, denied the permission. Gay parades are not allowed in Russia, but it seems to have resulted in this witch hunt on gay men in the republic.
We spoke with an LGBT activist in Russia named Svetlana Sakharova about this, and here's what she told us.
We started to receive information about possible killings and kidnappings of people, and we were not sure is it true or not, but we started a hotline, and then we started to check this information to contact other human rights organizations and human rights defenders, and it turned out that the information about killings and kidnapping is true.
And Natalia, when we asked Svetlana why there is a crackdown on gay people now in Chechnya, she told us that her activist organization has information but does not want to release it yet.
Right now, we don't talk about concrete separate cases for security reasons because we care about people who manage to escape or who can still escape. They are afraid that they can be killed or that their friends are missing and they don't know where they are.
So, Natalia Antalava, has this been just going on for a week? What have you heard?
Well, the campaign against homosexuals, not just in Chechnya, but in Russia as a whole and across much of the Soviet Union, this is an ongoing issue. It's something that we've been tracing for the last year. And the Russian state media, ever since they passed the law against the so-called propaganda of homosexuality to minors, they have also unleashed the entire Russian state media machine on this, you know, on a massive anti-gay campaign. Leading politicians in Russia have openly called for violence against gays and have very much emboldened various groups that, go and hunt gay men and women in Russia. And it is especially difficult to be gay in Chechnya because it is very traditional, because it's Muslim, but also because, in a country that isn't exactly a beacon for human rights or democracy or freedom in general, Chechnya is truly a black hole. I mean, this is a place that's ruled by a man, Ramzan Kadyrov. He is a very eccentric, quite young leader of the republic, very close to Vladimir Putin, who is very open about prosecuting and punishing everyone who dares to criticize him. So from murders of journalists to endorsing honor killings to endorsing the Russian policies against homosexuals, what does seem to be new is this wave of prosecution of gay men that's reported by Novaya Gazeta and is confirmed by various LGBT groups in Russia. But again, because it is such a traditional, such a closed society, it's very hard to get independent confirmations, but there are certainly enough leads to show that this is indeed happening.
Why is Putin's government so opposed to LGBT people?
I think the roots of the anti-gay sentiment in Russia go back to the formation of Vladimir Putin's latest presidency and his attempt to find domestic enemies, something that he could rally people around, because he very much has positioned himself as a protector of family values and traditional values, not just in Russia, but in the region and around the world. I was always amazed covering the war in eastern Ukraine, how often I would meet pro-Russian protesters who, when asked, why are you protesting against the pro-Western forces in Kiev, they would say, because we don't want America to come here and impose homosexual marriage. We don't want gays to be taking over. And these are lines that are coming directly through the Russian media channels and through Russian state media. And it started about 4 years ago when Vladimir Putin, when the Russian Duma passed the anti-gay propaganda law. And it has certainly yielded the results. This entire region has become much more dangerous to be gay.
Natalia Antalava, editor-in-chief of the online publication Coda Story. She joined us from Tbilisi. Natalia, thank you very much.
Thank you.